We are studying the article Peace in the World from Baal HaSulam. We're going to continue under the subheading Rewarded, I Will Hasten It, Not Rewarded, In Its Time. We can find it in the Baal HaSulam writings or on our sites. Peace in the World, the heading Rewarded, I Will Hasten It, Not Rewarded, In Its Time.
Yes, we'll continue.
Rewarded, I will hasten it, not rewarded, in its time. We must know that the above-mentioned law of development, which is spread over the whole of reality, is certain to reform all evil to good and useful, and acts through the power of the government of heaven above, meaning without asking permission from the people, dwellers of the earth. However, the Creator placed knowledge and authority in the hands of man and permitted him to accept the above-mentioned law of development under his own authority and government, and handed him the ability to hasten the process of development as he wishes, freely and completely independent of the boundaries of time.
Is this understood? Seems like it is. No questions. Okay, read again.
Again, the heading Rewarded, I Will Hasten It, Not Rewarded, In Its Time. We must know that the above-mentioned law of development, which is spread over the whole of reality, is certain to reform all evil to good and useful, and acts through the power of government of heaven above, meaning without asking permission from the people, dwellers of the earth. However, the Creator placed knowledge and authority in the hands of man and permitted him to accept the above-mentioned law of development under his own authority and government, and handed him the ability to hasten the process of development as he wishes, freely and completely independent of the boundaries of time.
Right, so there's a question here. How do we come to the purpose of our life, which was predetermined for us? And how do we then acquire the law of development, understand it, feel it? Open it before us, and thus advance from the state of oneself, of the person, to a state of the collective state of the whole of reality. It turns out that there are two authorities here acting in the above-mentioned conduct of development. Yes.
One is the authority of heaven, which is sure to turn anything harmful and evil to good and useful. But it will come in its time, in its own way, heavily and after a long time.
Meaning, obviously, we'll reach the purpose of our creation that the Creator determined to begin with. But the path will be very long and full of suffering, because every change we'll have to make will have to feel what it means, the force that works on us in order to develop us. And it's very, very unpleasant force. It breaks us into pieces. That's why there's also the authority of the earth.
Yeah.
And there's the authority of the earth. When the evolving object is a living, feeling being, it suffers horrendous torments and pains while under the press of development, which carves its way ruthlessly. The authority of the earth, however, consists of people who have taken this above-mentioned law of development under their own government and can free themselves entirely from the chains of time, and who greatly accelerate time, namely the completion of the ripeness and correction of the object, which is the end of its development.
כדברים האלה אמרו חכמינו ז"ל על גמר גאולתם.
Such are the words of our sages who said about the complete redemption and complete correction of Israel, and thus they clarified the verse, I the Lord will hasten it in its time, rewarded I will hasten it, not rewarded in its time. They wish to say that if Israel are rewarded and take the law of development, that their bad attributes must go through in order to invert them into good ones, they will bring it under their own government. In other words, they will set their minds and hearts to correct all the bad attributes in them and turn them into good ones by themselves. Then I will hasten it. Meaning, they will be completely freed from the chains of time. And from now on, this end depends on their own will. Meaning, only by the greatness of the deeds and the mindfulness. Thus, they hasten the end.
Well, that means that we can speed up the end, bring it closer to us, enter the qualities that resemble the Creator in identification, in bestowal, and in this way we hasten the end, that we don't have to go in to who knows how many thousands of years to come and develop each time through the laws of nature that obligate us to constantly try and invert ourselves this way and that way. But we learn in advance what state we need to accept upon ourselves. That's why our development and the law of the development of the Creator will go together, hand in hand. But if they are not rewarded,
with developing their bad attributes under their own authority, but leave it under the authority of heaven, they too are certain to attain the end of their redemption and the end of their correction. This is because there is complete certainty in the government of heaven, which operates by the law of gradual development, degree by degree, until it turns any evil and harmful to good and beneficial, as the fruit on a tree, and the end is guaranteed, but in its time, meaning it is completely connected and dependent on time.
PT6.
Whenever we learn this article, we have all kinds of questions. Why the Creator did it this way, or why the Creator did it that way? Can you give us the correct attitude for approaching this article and studying correctly? Because the feeling is that the complaints against the Creator are not the right direction. We need something else here.
I don't understand exactly what you're asking, but I'll say this. The way the Creator is doing things, we have to research it. And the Kabbalists are the ones who open the roadmap before us to the most exalted state, to the final correction, and we just need to research it and see how we can attain that state. Obviously, to begin with, we don't feel him, we don't understand him. He is before us in such a way that we can't even research him, but gradually, through the 10, through man will help his friends, we more and more understand and feel the upper force that escorts us all from beginning of creation to the end of creation. And we read the articles and we study, and that is accepted on us more and more. That's what I hear from people.
So it's right to say that this article is really for us. There's no point explaining it to humanity.
You can't explain it because still he's speaking in the way that we're all suffering. Just Kabbalists have a remedy. They have a prescription for a medicine they can take to reach a quicker correction, a quicker path, an easier path. That's it.
What's most difficult with correcting something is that you have to know your destination. If you knew the goal, then the correction is somehow clearer.
We have to reach adhesion with the Creator.
So that's clear.
Well,
what I'm trying to say is, you said that we can take it perhaps and explain it to the world. How can you explain to the world adhesion in the Creator? What is adhesion in the Creator for the world?
Equivalence of form.
Most people in the world today have no Creator, have no relation to such a concept. They speak about the power of the self, the I, all kinds of twists and turns.
There's nothing to ask, mister. There is nothing to ask. You have a path before you. You want advance in it. And there's another 1,001 paths that you can walk on and get lost on. That's it. That's what the wisdom of Kabbalah says. It gives us the roadmap.
Rami, אתה רוצה לשאול?
אם אפשר.
Rami?
No.
Can I ask?
Well,
we're
at a time where we feel like this large-scale event is happening around us, our people. We don't know exactly where it's going to go. It's not clear. But it's clear that it's something big that will reshape. No, it's not going to be the same afterwards. The question is, from our vantage point, are we supposed to continue studying regularly, connection, prayer, knock again and again on that door, or we have to treat this reality in somehow? Your students are, on the one hand, in this huge corporeal event, on the other hand, we have this study routine, article and article, without connecting the things together.
That's called penny by penny accumulate to a great sum. That's still, it's lesson after lesson, and I'm following you, and I see that you are absorbing it.
It feels like we're ignoring reality around us.
We're not ignoring the external reality. We just need to be as close as we can to the general purpose of creation. And then it's written that in the nations, meaning all the people of Israel and in the whole world, the Creator will perform the work on us, we will be as dreamers, and then it'll be clear to each and every one what the process is and the purposes. And for now, they don't need it yet, and they don't feel it yet, that they're obligated to some process and some purpose. And that's why we too don't exactly know how to come closer to them, how to connect to them, and how together with them to start ascending on the mountain of the Creator.
It's clarified.
For us, it will clarify very soon. And there's some that it's already clarified to them. Okay.
Thank you.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, тут пишется про каток развития, который неумолимо развивает.
He writes that about the steamroller or evolution through which we reach our final destination, but it also he also writes about the path of shall hasten it. What are we hastening?
If we draw light from above, it works on us and it develops us.
Ну просто вот есть порядок какой-то развития.
This is simply an order.
The order doesn't change. The speed changes. Because if we also yearn for the same direction, like the general process, then we incorporate in it and develop quicker. That's called achishena. If we don't go together with it, so we still develop, but it's already against our desire. And that's called beito at its own time.
Вот есть порядок каких-то исправлений, которые проходят в мире, и каждым человеком.
There's the order of certain corrections that takes place on in the world and for every person. Every moment something happens and it leads a person to correction. What are we hastening here? Is something contracting here as far as the events?
We are hastening the time as we already.
Что эти события, они как-то в другой какой-то плоскости?
What, that these events, they take place on a different plane?
Эти события могут проходить быстро, менять нас.
These events can go by quick and change us and give us a new state every time. And sometimes they can delay us, meaning help us acknowledge the state we're in and what we have to do to continue.
There are events that Franz mentioned in the world, in Israel, and it has to happen, I guess, in order to bring about the development. What does it mean that it will take develop at length, but it will develop and it will happen quicker?
That depends on us as much as we respond quickly to what the Creator is doing with us.
What does it mean that we will respond correctly and it will happen in a moment?
It
means that we will succeed in understanding and knowing and incorporating in us all the changes that the Creator wants to take us through.
To open it up, he doesn't give us.
He gave us a complete file with instructions. He said, if you connect between you, you're advancing correctly in the right way. What's not clear here?
Interesting. How is it connected? The fact that we connect between us and the ten to the event happening on the outside. What is the feedback loop here? How one reacts to the other?
When we connect between us, we pass the light through us to the Creator, to all of humanity, especially to those desires and qualities in humanity that are distant from the right correction. And it turns out that the whole world is advancing by that.
Latin 7.
Buen día, Rab. Gracias. Buen día, amigos. Rab, si un grupo de personas toma la ley del desarrollo y acelera el tiempo, este grupo avanza diferente, de manera diferente al grupo de personas que no toman ese control del tiempo y van bajo la aplanadora.
¿Es Targum?
אני לא שומע תרגום.
I don't hear translation.
לא. בואו נלך ל...
Let's go to...
The friends asked if there's a group that takes the initiative of accelerating time, hastening time, and another group is not hastening time. Are they going to advance differently?
Of course it all depends on the way the group works. What is there to ask?
New York.
Thank you, Rav. Thank you, World Klee. It is written, it suffers horrendous torments and pains while under the pressure of development, which carves its way ruthlessly. Does this pressure of development assist in our hastening of the work, or is this hastening up to us internally? Thank you.
כתוב שכשהדבר מתפתח הוא בעל חי ומרגיש, נמצא שהוא סובל כאבים ואיסורים נוראים בזמן שנמצא תחת מחבש ההתפתחות.
כן.
השאלה, האם האיסורים האלה נחוצים בשביל שאדם מתפתח, או שאנחנו יכולים לקחת על עצמנו את הלחץ הזה בצורה פנימית?
אבל איך תדעי?
But how will you know whether the qualities you're in are right or not right? That's why it's called that press of development. That's why we need to be more and more sensitive to what the Creator is awakening in us and to go exactly according to His advice. Okay.
Beersheva.
Thank you, Rav. Baal Sulam says that there are two governments, the government of the heaven and the government of earth. And my question is, in our developmental history, was there ever a government of the earth that could hasten our spiritual development?
Maybe it was a bit before the destruction, the first and second century there, maybe. I don't know. I can't say that we are can discern that in a clear way. And also, we never really had an ability through the nation to disseminate the wisdom in the people and draw the people into the wisdom of Kabbalah, and that they would want to exist in it. That never happened before. He just writes that it's like roots that are in that one and unique root that is for all created beings, and that's where it is, that form of development. Next.
Were Kabbalists throughout history who attained the upper force? Explain to us, when will there be a government of the earth that will control us?
No, why do we need the government of the earth? We only want the authority, the governance of the sky, of the heavens.
Latin 12.
Latin 12.
Buenos días. ¿Cómo no quedarme atrás en la escena?
How not to be left behind in the tent?
I need to hug all of my friends and together with them to move ahead. And to put our friends before the Creator. That's it.
Moscow 1.
Moscow 1.
Если мы говорим, что мы находимся как бы в школе Творца, где у нас каждый раз
дает
какое-то новое упражнение,
а правильно we are in the field of the Creator, and every time He's given us a different exercise, can we say that this tension and the resistance that I see around me in the world are what the Creator is showing me as tension and resistance that should be inside of me? He's showing me at any given moment the level in which I have to fight my egoism in my tent for the sake of love, connection, and the friends. And if I do it, if I will take the example correctly, I will fight my ego on the same level that I see it as happening on the outside, then I could hope that the external tension will also shrink and disappear.
Yes, the logic is correct, and it's a good explanation.
Tov. Haifa
3. Okay, Haifa 3.
Are
the corrections led by the governance of the heavens?
Again?
Are the corrections led, guided by the governance of the heavens?
Yes, of course.
Very.
Of course.
Haifa, no. Kabu 7.
Kabu 7.
Yes, thank you, Rav. So, if rewarded, I will hasten it. Does it mean that when I make the choice, I choose doing the work of receiving in order to bestow, and I can feel that reward?
Ken.
Thank you.
Yes.
San Francisco.
Do the correction in the ten, do they change physical reality?
Is
the correction in the ten? Yes, of course. Of course.
The ten can change the entire reality as it appears.
אז האם, אם כך יוצא שהסירייה אחת יכולה לשנות את כל המציאות?
אבל היא נכללת מכל היתר הסירייה.
It's incorporated with all other tens. That's something we'll still have to discover. That we will still have to discover.
PT 31.
PT 31.
Beito o beachishena. And
it's time, or I shall hasten it. It's something we check relative to the students or to the people at large?
To the friends, to the students.
Ma?
Can I?
Yeah.
How can I strengthen the connection between Moses and the friends in the tent? How do I hasten that connection?
Through you.
What do I do exactly?
when you adhere it to Moses on one hand, and on the other hand you adhere to the friends, then you become as the passage between them, the conduit. Women English 1.
Good morning.
Morning, madam.
Yeah. The reality for our ego is that there is a war happening and that we should go off and talk about it, fight about it, lament about it. But the reality for the Creator is that there is an opportunity for correction for humanity through faith to bring us closer to the Creator. How do we in Bene Baruch flip our thoughts towards the Creator's thought so that we can speed up the process of correction?
You shut your eyes, adhere to the friends, and with all the ten together, shut the eyes again and rise to the Creator. That's what we need to do.
Thank you.
Woman Hebrew 3.
Woman Hebrew 3.
You spoke about the importance of dissemination, but there was no opportunity to publish the wisdom as we have now. Do we need a critical mass in order to hasten the end? And if so, which kind?
Critical mass has to be for our friends, our students, in order to activate the form of correction in practice correctly, but we aren't demanding it right now because there are conditions when we're advancing. The main thing for us is still to see the others, that they belong to us, and to make every group or part of the group worthy of going through the correction with us together. And one hug is one man with one heart. Well, where are we, Niv?
We are according to the above mentioned law of gradual development.
Ah.
Ken.
בסדר.
Okay, keep going.
Go back.
Okay.
According to the above mentioned law of gradual development, one must go through many degrees which tend to come heavily and very slowly and lengthily and stretch over a long time before one reaches the end. And because the objects we are discussing are evolving, sensing, living beings, they too must suffer great agony and pains in those states of development, since the compelling force that exists in those degrees in order to raise men from a lower degree to a higher one is but a pushing force of pain and torments that has accumulated in the lower degree and that can no longer be tolerated. Because of this, they must leave that degree and rise to a higher one. It is, as our sages said, the Creator places over them a king whose decrees are as harsh as Haman's. Israel repent, and he reforms them.
Ken.
Ken.
הנה הקץ המובטח לבוא לישראל,
Therefore, the end is certain to come to Israel by the above-mentioned law of gradual development, and it is called in its time, meaning tied to the chains of time. And Israel's guaranteed end, by taking the development of their qualities under their own authority, is called, I will hasten it, meaning completely independent of time.
No questions. Okay. So, what should we do? Keep going.
Good and bad are evaluated by the actions of the individual towards society.
Wait.
Kiev.
Вообще берутся страдания, вот их корень. Мы же изучаем в Кабале, что
torment, sufferings come from the root. We know there's a vessel, a light, a descent of the light that the Creator wants to do. The light, the creatures.
If you participate in it, so you take part of the pleasures. If you don't participate, so the pleasures push you into receiving them.
Оно действительно подгоняет творение для того, чтобы оно участвовало в этом.
Ну, посмотри на себя. It's truly hastening, bringing creation to that point.
Меня подгоняет страдание.
Look at yourself, the way you're wandering around the world.
Куда его это все ведет?
It does advance me these torments, but relative to the world, do we see the world also advancing? Is it advancing the world somewhere? Is the public in Israel moving somewhere? Thanks to these sufferings, they will understand something from it?
I don't know if you're asking about question about Israel. I have a question. I don't know. I don't know whether they'll understand or not. At the same time, when the Creator is giving the solution, He's also correcting the conditions of that problem. And then it's harder to solve the problem.
As
we always learned, all the shatterings, all the torments we were in had to do with the spiritual states.
It's always like that. Everything expands from him. Of course.
Мы изучали тоже на уроках, что были там разбиения храмов, да?
Back then, when we learned about the lessons, the shatterings of the temple that took place in the spiritual world, the degrees were broken. What are we correcting now?
Now we're correcting. We have to show them the path to the right state. And then we'll stop incorporating in the bad forces of nature. They'll stop pressing on us and destroying us, and we'll conduct ourselves correctly and approach the correction quicker. Okay.
No, Tel Aviv 3.
Well, Tel Aviv 3.
I know people have asked it, but nevertheless, what is the connection between those who hasten time and those who don't? Because here in Israel, it's very clear that the Creator has placed a barrier of sorts between us and what's happening outside of us, and is giving us an opportunity to develop in spirituality. So the question is, how can I, as a student, do all I can to help my people? What is my, where do I draft myself? How do I make the most out of my help?
Everything we went through in the text and the forms of study, which is connection, adhesion, the point of connection, the way we raise our vessels of reception, complete them, and so on. That is our work. And that's why there's nothing else to do. Just learn about it, and try and do everything we see in life.
בסדר. New York.
Okay. New York.
Yurav and World Kli, a question from a friend. If we are on the path of Ahishena, does it mean that the suffering in the world occurs at a hastened pace, or should we push this suffering aside and advance on a pleasant path? Thank you.
אם אנחנו נמצאים בדרך אחישנה, האם זה אומר שהאיסורים בעולם הם פשוט יקרו בקצב יותר מהיר, או שלגמרי אפשר להתקדם בצורה נעימה?
לא, לגמרי להתקדם זה...
No, completely advance in a pleasant path. I can't even dream about it, but it's certain that we are hastening the end, for sure.
PT
38.
Шалом, Рав. Я хотела спросить, вот сейчас то, что происходит в Израиле, мы чувствуем с одной стороны...
I wanted to ask about what's happening in Israel. We feel great sufferings on the one hand, and on the other hand, we see people offering a great deal of help to the soldiers and the home front. So what's missing on our part? What can we add? Our intention? Can we do it for the Creator? Rav. Each one has to check himself. Where are we, Niv? Good and bad are evaluated by the actions of the individual towards society. Good and bad are evaluated by the actions of the individual towards society. Before we examine the correction of evil in the human race, we must first determine the value of those abstract terms, good and bad. When we define an act or an attribute as good or bad, we should clarify with regard to whom that attribute or act is good or bad.
To understand this, we must thoroughly know the proportional value between the individual and the collective, between the individual and the collective that the individual lives in and nourishes from, in both matter and in spirit. Reality shows us that an individual cannot exist in isolation without a sufficient number of people around him to serve him and help him provide for his needs. Hence, man is inherently born to lead a social life. Each and every individual in society is like a wheel that is linked to several other wheels placed in a machine. This single wheel has no freedom of movement in and of itself, but continues with the motion of the rest of the wheels in a certain direction to qualify the machine to perform its general function. And if there is some malfunction in the wheel, the malfunction is not evaluated relating to the wheel itself, but according to its service and role with the respect of the whole machine. And in our subject, the benefit of each and every person within his collective is evaluated not according to his own benefit, but according to his service to the public. And vice versa, we appreciate the measure of evil of each and every individual only according to the harm one inflicts upon the public in general and not by one's own individual value. These matters are crystal clear both from the perspective of the truth in them and from the perspective of the good in them. This is because what is found in the collective is only what is found in the individual, and the benefit of the collective is the benefit of each and every individual. He who harms the collective takes his share in the harm, and he who benefits the collective takes his share in the benefit, since the individuals are part of the whole, and the whole is not worth in any way more than the sum of its individuals. It thus turns out that the collective and the individual are one and the same, and the individual is not harmed because of his enslavement to the collective, since the freedom of the collective and the freedom of the individual are one and the same too. And as they share the good, they also share the freedom. Thus, good attributes and bad attributes, good deeds and bad deeds, are evaluated only with respect to the benefit of the public. Of course, the above words apply if all the individuals perform their role towards the public to the fullest and receive no more than they deserve, nor take from their friends' share. But if part of the collective does not behave accordingly, as a result, they do not only harm the collective, but they too are harmed. We should not discuss further something that is known to all. And the aforesaid is only to show the drawback, the place that needs correction, namely that each and every individual will understand that his own benefit and the benefit of the collective are one and the same. And by this, the world will come to its full correction.
Elot.
Questions.
Киев, 3.
Здравствуйте. Помогите, пожалуйста, разобраться, правильно ли я понимаю, или это...
Help me, please, scrutinize if I understand correctly, or if it's only my fantasies. There's a system, a general system of all of creation. They're the ones above me, closer to the root. There are some that are lower, distant from the root. And I here in the 10 am trying to searching for the friend's deficiencies, raise them to the Creator, and that's my daily work. And if I'm successful, so from me, from the root, the sparks or light go to the ones lower than me, is that right?
Yes, that's how it works.
So let's say we're connecting to the 10, and we have people that are below us in the system, and towards them, supposedly from behind, then the right desires come. Is that right?
Typically, it works in the form of acceleration, and not in the form of a solution.
Like he explains here about a sulam, that the fruit is ripe degree by degree, so the ripeness is what speeds up. Everyone has his own. It starts accelerating. So if all these wars are predetermined, all these problems, we talk that through our conflicts, these disputes,
на внутренний уровень переводится.
Чтобы мы попросили об этом.
If they happen from the outside, why should they happen inside?
So we would ask for it. So we would understand that they are the ones who burden us and will ask to get rid of them.
Beseder. Tov, woman, English one.
Yes, morning, Rav. This is a great article. It shows how selfish we are, because the article is talking about our attitude towards the collective. And the only thing I could think about is what you always say, stop thinking about yourself. Because this is really about, we need to shift from thinking about ourselves to thinking for the public. Otherwise, we harm ourselves. So it seemed to me like this article is really showing us where we are wrong. The incorrect attitude is we are always thinking about ourselves when we should be thinking about the collective.
Ken?
So perhaps
yes.
The plea for prayer among us is that the Creator could give us the strength to think about the collective, because our work is about the collective and not about ourselves.
Mitsuyan.
Excellent. Everything you say, everything correctly.
יש לנו פיתי 19.
מה פתאום מדבר טובת היחיד וטובת הציבור?
Why is he speaking about the benefit of the individual and the collective are the same? בגמר התיקון?
In the end of correction.
Oh, but now it doesn't exist, right?
Of course it doesn't exist, because right now, because you have vessels, broken vessels, you're also in them.
So what does it mean that in the end of correction, the collective and the individual will be one? Only in the end of correction?
Yes.
Do we have to aspire to reach that in our world, in our life, to reach it?
Yes.
And then we reach the end of correction.
Yes.
I see. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Woman PT 27.
Question from a friend. To go according to the authority of the earth sounds pleasant to the ego. You feel the body agreeing to do actions in order to not get that press of development. So how from that state we can rise higher from the calculation of what's more pleasant and calculate how to be in adhesion?
Your question is really beautiful, and that's how we need to see our efforts in this order, where we wish to approach the Creator, not according to how pleasant the work is, but according to the necessity of the work for the general need of ours.
L.A.
Hey, Ralph. In the development of this machine, these gears and such, if groups are developing or accelerating at different rates, isn't there a danger of, the Baal Salam gives an example of flower where one petal grows more than the other and it's actually not perfecting, it's actually ugly. Isn't there a danger of damaging the entire mechanism if the groups develop at different rates?
אם הקבוצה מתפתחת בכל פעם בקצבים משתנים או בקצב שהולך ומתגבר, האם יש איזושהי סכנה שכוח אחד יתגבר על האחר, אולי כוח פרוח?
אין שום סכנה דווקא.
There is no danger, on the contrary.
הקצב.
By changing the pace of the work, making these leaps and other types of exercises we'll discuss later, we can hasten the pace. Hasten it.
Thank you, Rob.
Woman Mark 56.
In our 10, there was a discussion on how we can actually incorporate in all this pain in order to ease the nation of Israel. And the friend said we have to break the walls between us, we have to pray. So the question is, do we have to feel the pain of the people of Israel the way they're feeling it so we can even incorporate?
We have to try and be closer. I have nothing else to answer. We have to try and be closer to one another.
So we don't have to feel this pain?
I already replied what you have to do. The more you feel the pain, that is up to you, actually.
How to define my role in the system?
My role in the system, that's a problem. That is a problem. You need to pray to the Creator on that and ask the friends, but carefully, so the friends won't confuse you. And gradually, through equivalence with the Creator, by rising to Him, greater feeling of the direction that comes from Him, how He arranges you, He pushes you to a certain place. By that, you'll begin to understand what the work of the Creator is all about from the point of view of a person.
Question from a friend. I heard you saying that we have to be more sensitive to what the Creator is awakening in us and follow His advice precisely. Is that the general advice we learn every day or private personal tips for a person in that given moment?
That depends on where a person is at. These may be personal advices, and they can also be general advices. But in the future, we need to reveal in the general force the personal force.
How can a person recognize or not correctly the advice of the Creator? And maybe he's only listening to his ego.
He doesn't know where he's getting it. That's part of the concealed portion of the path. But the revealed portion of the path, there he sees, and he sees how he receives it, and it becomes for him a vessel for receiving the purpose of creation. And then he connects with all the other parts of the vessel that came before him. And he works to be as one man in one heart.
Can I ask another?
Yes.
A friend asked about the root of the suffering. What is the root of the suffering if we learn that there's a vessel and the light of the Creator that wants to bring joy? And you answered that if you participate in it, so you also take part of these pleasures. And if you don't participate, so the lack of pleasures push you into taking part. So what does it mean to participate? How to participate to feel those pleasures.
To participate in it the way we carry something heavy together. Each one takes upon himself as much as he can. And each and every moment he checks himself if he perhaps can carry more. And that's how he advances.
App free.
I wanted to share that they're young friends that grew up in our society that wrote a song about unity in Israel that got very famous in the general public and is really running through all the social media. And a lot of our friends are very active in disseminating the message. And it seems that this message of unity in the people is really accepted. But, and there's also people getting stronger in faith. So how should we get our message right about prayer for unity?
How can we rise from a prayer to, for unity? Also, through prayer.
How to explain the matter of prayer? We hear that people are like, their faith is getting stronger from all kinds of things that happen to them. How to tell them that the prayer isn't me in front of him, but through the connection?
That has to do with the way we see ourselves. To whom each and every one of us can aim himself in order to develop.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
you,
Rav. Bala Sulam writes that the individual has no existence. He also gives us the answer at the end, but my question is different. The Creator is the good that does good. So I have to ask him to give me the ability to ask and praise him for causing the shattering. And I see myself as an individual that needs fulfillment.
Yes. And your correction depends on the correction of the entire world, and your filling depends on the filling of the entire world. And your creator depends on the creator you're about to reveal and present before everyone.
Tov.
Okay, if we have no more questions.
Okay, friends, so now we are going to do this. Now we're going to have a live conversation for the whole Israeli Kli only in Hebrew. The Zoom link was sent to your WhatsApp at this moment. It's a conversation because of the condition in Israel, that's why it is local. So, friends from the world, Kli, you can have a lesson summary at the end of the song and build a mutual prayer for throughout the day. So now we're going to have a live conversation for the Israeli Kli in Hebrew only. The Zoom was sent this moment to your WhatsApp. The conversation is because of the state in Israel now, that's why it's local. Friends from the world, Kli, are welcome to stay after the song to have a lesson summary and build a common prayer to have throughout the day. Today's schedule, Friday at 10, we have the news. 10:30, discussions on the path. At noon, there's the noon live lesson. And we'll end with a song.
Once again, we gather as one man. Once again, below this mount of hate. You and I have done this all before. Some would say it's fate. Look around, a new day soon will dawn. Now we meet again, but now our hearts are bare through the mist. Our eyes will crave the light in a common prayer. La la la. Горячие пески остановят караван во мгле. Ты воды последние глотки принесешь ко мне. Не предашь, когда оставят всех. Заслонишь меня собою от беды. Мне не страшен стыд мой успех, когда рядом ты. רק החברים. והיום הכל היה חלום, אור חדש עולה מתוך האפלה, והלב פועל באיברים, מעלה תפילה. Shumensiu Rakachah.